So why do we come into the world and lift up the biblical gospel and warn our neighbor? Because Jesus said few in Matthew 7 are going to find eternal life. A puny few, that word means. Most of you are set on the wrath of God to come. We don't want that for our neighbor. We want your heart and mind to be set on eternity. Jesus did not go to the stake, some people call it a cross, and be battered, beaten, bloodied, bruised, so that you could live a worldly, carnal life. That's not why Jesus died. He died to call a peculiar people to himself. He died so he could cleanse. He said, I come to seek and save the lost. But you can't be saved unless you admit you're lost and you turn from the world and your false ways, carnality and sin. Are you willing to turn from your sin? Are you willing to be transformed? Are you willing to let this life go? Are you willing to become a new creation? Are you willing to lift up the Father and decrease your life? Are you willing to cast away every false tradition? Are you willing to test everything you do to the eternal Word of God? Are you willing to walk in holiness? That means set apart. You know, American Christians tell us, oh, we have nothing to do. Jesus did it all. That's not true. You have much to do to follow him. You must follow Christ. You're not following him drifting through the world. You're not following him living like corrupt religion. You're not following him being like the culture. I'm standing outside on a corner. Sister Drummond's on the corner right across from me. Standing outside like a little ice cream sandwich shop. And there's a guy playing a guitar. He has an amplifier. I don't. And we'll be here for a while. And they'll probably tell me I got to move, but I don't have to move. And then we'll be there for a while. And then we might come back here for a while. And so it always amazes me. 4th of July weekend. We talked about this yesterday. 4th of July weekend. Freedom, independence, constitutional rights, right? Till the preacher shows up. Then they tell me, shut up, you can't do what you're doing. It doesn't work that way. We're going to preach the gospel. We're going to remind people they're headed for the destruction and wrath of God unless they repent and seek the kingdom of God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. The great command, Matthew 22. We'll talk about that. So what is the greatest command? The great command. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But guess what? You're not doing that as you live like the world, folks. How are you loving God when you don't obey him? How are you loving God when you live for yourself? Actually, Americans are idolaters. They're idolaters because they love the ways of the world more than they love God. We don't want you to be an idolater, losing your soul. We want you to seek the kingdom of God, be transformed, be holy. Seek righteousness. Matthew 33. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. I have a question. Is living like the culture in tourism and entertainment and flesh and in gross immodesty and idolatry, is it really living for the kingdom of God and righteousness? No, it's not. It's carnal and flesh. And the religions let you do it. But you have to turn and repent. You have to be transformed. You have to trade this old life for a new life. Are you willing to trade this old life for a new life in Jesus Christ? Coming soon. The judgment of God is coming. Coming soon, the judgment of God. And unless you turn and repent, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Loving our neighbor, lifting up the biblical gospel, standing in the broad road to destruction, telling you you're on the way to wrath and judgment. Will you turn? Will you seek the kingdom of God? Will you love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Jesus said, no man can have two masters. He'll love one, he'll hate the other. Who's your master today? If you love to show yourself off in pride and vanity, you're an abomination to God. Did you know that? Proverbs 6:17 says, a proud look is an abomination to God. That means when you wake up and do your hair, your dress, anything in your life to make you feel good about yourself, you're an abomination to God. A lot of people call out homosexuality as an abomination, and it is, but so is a proud look an abomination to God. Police officer just drove by me and waved. Made contact with him yesterday. I think he learned his lesson that he can't make contact unless there's a law being broken. No law preaching the gospel. Currently, there's no law against preaching the gospel. Folks, you're all headed to the wrath of God lest you repent and turn. If you truly were of God, you'd be seeking the kingdom today, not tourism and entertainment in your flesh. Ponder that. Ponder that. Oh, nothing sinful about ice cream and coffee. Not saying that. But what's the pattern of your life? Music, sports, entertainment, politics, Packer Nation, which is an abomination to God, false Sunday religion, pride and vanity in your dress, all those things. God's coming to judge. He's coming to judge. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And holy is God, and he says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Are you living a holy life? Judgment's coming. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. I like to tell people, Jesus came as a baby in a manger once. Guess what he's coming back as? A roaring lion in fire. He's coming back as a roaring lion in fire and judgment. Go read 2 Thess 1, 8, 9, 10. What part of the judgment of God are you going to be under, neighbor? If you're living for the world, God's going to come and burn you away into weeping and gnashing of teeth in outer darkness. But if you're living for the kingdom, now you have hope. Hope of eternal life to come. You can trade your old worldly sinful life. You can trade your carnality for spirit and truth. You can say, Father, take my fleshly, carnal, worldly life that's built on sand that's going to be washed away in judgment. Metal crosses won't save you, young man. They mean nothing unless you're living it. They mean nothing unless you come out of the world. That metal cross is just a relic that means nothing unless you repent and seek the kingdom of God. I get a lot of people that walk by and they got their crosses on. A lot of times, I get this, ready? Their cross is hidden in their t-shirt. When they see the preacher, guess what they do? They pull it out and they clearly display it. As if what? A metal cross is going to save you? No, no. The cross means nothing. Your church attendance means nothing. You're outside of the grace and the will of God. You have to repent and seek the kingdom of God. You have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, a brand new life, leaving all sin and iniquity, leaving worldliness and carnality. God's people test everything to his standard. God gives grace and mercy and beauty and babies and love, but people trample the grace of God by living in sin and their own selfism. John the Baptist, the greatest man who ever lived, Jesus said, I must decrease so Christ can increase. How are you decreasing yourself today, neighbor, so that Christ can increase? You got to keep his word. You got to keep his ways. You got to walk in holiness and obedience. You got to test every false way. What are you living for? What are you staking your eternity on? The Bible says, what does it profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world and lose their soul? The world is set on rebellion, tattoos, ear piercings, worldliness, carnality. It's rebellion against a holy God. But God loved enough to come to save. But you got to turn from your sin. You got to turn from your rebellion. You got to turn from every false way. You got to embrace the Savior and live for the kingdom of God. A Sunday faith is not a saving faith. But you can't be of the world, young man. You got to repent and give your life to Christ and seek Him every day. If you live like the world, you're walking in Satan's kingdom. We haven't talked about that today. So the kingdom of God is in truth and righteousness and holiness. It's in His people. This is the kingdom of Satan. His culture, his world, his ways, his corrupt music, his politics, his sports, his entertainment. That is of the kingdom of Satan. But the kingdom of God is in spirit and truth and love and peace and joy and righteousness and holiness. That's not the world. But we come and stand in the middle of the road to warn you, you're headed for destruction, lest you turn and repent. You can't just believe in Jesus and say you're going to go to heaven or you're a believer. No. That's called lip service Christianity. You must repent and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth. Lest you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. The Father is so good and glorious and loving and full of grace and mercy and hope and peace and truth. But guess what? You don't get any of that, neighbor, while you live like the world. You don't get God's grace as you live in sin. Paul says in Romans 6, shall we go on sinning now that grace has come? That's what you're doing when you live like the world. On Sunday, people cry out for God's grace, and the rest of the week they live like the world in Satan's kingdom. That's not of God. You've got to turn from every false way and worldliness and test for goodness, truth, purity, holiness, righteousness. What are you living for? Do you know the path to eternal life? Don't be swept away by your flesh and sin and worldliness. Don't be swept away by false man-made Sunday church that turns Jesus into an hour-long teaching session with some emotional music, and then you go into the world to feed your flesh. Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh. You're living in the flesh today, neighbor. You have to repent and walk in spirit and truth. In order to do that, you must be born again by the Spirit of God. Did you know that Jesus said most all of you are headed to the judgment of God and sin leading you there and weeping and gnashing of teeth lest you repent and turn? Come out of your sin and worldliness, neighbor. Come out of every false way. Don't be deceived by the god of this world, Satan. Jesus said you can't have two masters. Who's your master? If you didn't wake up today to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're your own master. That means you're an idolater. We don't want you to be an idolater. We want you to walk in spirit and truth. We want you to glorify God with all your members. You're not glorifying God living like the world. You're not glorifying God spending your time in Satan's kingdom. Jesus didn't die so you could live a life of luxury. Jesus died to call you out to Himself. He said, my people will be hated for my name's sake. He said, I send you out like sheep among wolves. The world is full of wolves and false teachers and corrupt carnal people. God's people are precious sheep. If you're not living like you're a sheep of God in his fold, and you're living like the world, you're not a sheep of God at all. Satan is your master. If you're worldly, Satan is your master. We don't want Satan to be your master. We want you to walk in spirit and truth.